It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. Iowa is the top producer of the renewable fuel, ethanol. We heard a lot about it in the run-up to the Iowa caucuses last year, and it's a common topic when candidates campaign here. But like most election cycles, it's now back out of the spotlight in the country. Not for David Biello. He's an energy and environmental reporter. His new book is called The Unnatural World, and he has a new documentary from PBS airing on Iowa Public Television this weekend. David joins me via Skype. David, good morning.
Good morning.
What did you set out to do in this documentary?
Well, we wanted to explore this renewable fuel that outside of Iowa is perhaps not as well known as it should be, because it's now 10% of our nation's fuel supply. It's, of course, called ethanol, and it's mostly made from corn. And Iowa, as you mentioned, is the number one producer. So we set out to kind of explore the pros, the cons of this renewable fuel that we've really been pursuing with greater vigor in the last decade, but have been trying to get going for going on 40 years now.
Now, you spent quite a bit of time in Iowa, not only tracking the candidates in the run-up to the caucuses, but also talking about a big court case our listeners are well aware of, the Des Moines Waterworks lawsuit. But this program is a pretty big field trip through the Midwest. There were so many facets of the impact of corn ethanol, a lot of which was included in this documentary. How did you find a focus as you cracked into this?
Well, it's hard because ethanol is a very big subject, as you rightly note. But one of the things that that really stood out for us is the water issues. I don't think that folks are as aware that, especially outside of Iowa, that growing all this corn has such an impact on our rivers, lakes, and streams, and even on our drinking water. Growing corn requires a lot of fertilizer. Some of that fertilizer ends up in these local waterways where it can be damaging to public water supplies, but it also promotes algal blooms. I know that has closed beaches in Iowa, but really across the country. And in fact, all 50 states have problems with algae at this point, thanks to both fertilizer runoff and other ways we're polluting our waterways. So water really stood out as one core focus for us. And then, of course, the relationship between farmers and corn and how corn came into our fuel supply because of politics. That's also an obvious human story that really helped to give this documentary a focus, I hope.
You talked with so many people from different areas of expertise regarding ethanol. What have you learned about just the viability of this renewable fuel into the future?
Well, from an environmental standpoint, ethanol brewed from corn is probably not the best option. Now, advocates will say that we need to keep going with ethanol from corn kernels because that is going to pave the way for more advanced biofuels. I'm sure some of your listeners have heard of cellulosic ethanol, which is and perhaps always will be the future. It's proven way more difficult to produce or to brew ethanol from corn stalks than it is to brew it from the starch in corn kernels. Quite honestly, that's probably always going to be the case. That's why we brew whiskey that way. So the advanced biofuels are always the kind of distant promise or hope for ethanol having a better environmental impact, but it hasn't proven to be the case as of yet. On the other hand, ethanol has certainly improved our energy security. We grow a lot of corn in this country. We grow a lot of corn in Iowa, and brewing fuel from it helps displace oil. On the other hand, we have a lot of oil in the U.S. thanks to the fracking revolution. So, our energy security is already pretty good. So it may be time to reconsider ethanol and try to make a more rational choice about what we want our future fuel supply to be.
That's energy and environmental reporter David Biello. His new documentary, The Ethanol Effect, airs Sunday night at 8 o'clock on Iowa Public Television. David Biello, thank you.
Thank you.
Trailer for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. ain't got no cigarettes, ah, but 2 hours of pushing broom. Buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine.